The High Court is deciding two key points in the case of City of Monroe Falls versus Beck Energy. Both have to do with constitutionally protected home rule. The first is whether zoning law can coexist with state law on oil and gas drilling. The second is whether drillers can be required to provide cities with information so they can protect residents. Beck Energy and the state say no on both points. They maintain that state law gives the Ohio Department of Natural Resources domain over oil and gas drilling anywhere in the state. Peter Glenn Applegate laid out the state's case to a skeptical Justice Paul Pfeiffer.
Your Honor, we think that local zoning ordinances trying to restrict oil and gas drilling to particular zones would conflict with the state law.
So the position of the state of Ohio through the Attorney General is local zoning has no place in the regulation of oil and gas drilling in this state.
Yes, Your Honor, and if I could, I'd like to make two brief points on that.
The first point is that state law gives ODNR's Division of Oil and Gas, quote, sole and exclusive authority to regulate location. The second is that the law requires the state to be careful when it allows drilling in any residential area. Pfeiffer had reservations.
We should just trust the good graces of the citizens of Ohio, not us. Just rely on they're going to be good people at natural resources, not to worry.
Well, ODNR is absolutely committed to the health and safety of local residents, and so if there were, it's not like the
I believe department. It's the only department that we've held in contempt in my tenure here.
Glenn Applegate noted that was another division and said this one is being very careful. He acknowledged the drilling in Monroe Falls would be in a residential area, but he noted it's separated by a railroad track and river well away from other properties. That's when Justice William O'Neill jumped in.
Let's talk about Shaker Heights, Ohio, where people have a quarter of an acre. By this statute, as near as I can tell, if ODNR says we're going to start drilling in the residential neighborhood of Shaker Heights, the municipality of Shaker Heights has nothing to say about that. Is that your position?
Yes, Your Honor, as a legal matter, but as a practical matter, it would be unlikely for a well to go in there.
We're in the Supreme Court of Ohio. I don't care about practical matters. As a legal matter, you're saying that this statute would permit a driller to go into Shaker Heights, and if they convinced ODNR there was money in it for everybody, it would be full speed ahead.
I'm not sure it would be full speed ahead. There would still be several requirements that the driller would need to satisfy.
That includes fencing and setbacks, and in the case of a 4,000-foot well like this one, getting the owners of at least 20 acres of property to say, okay. Monroe Falls attorney Thomas Houlihan ran into his own challenges from the justices. Houlihan got off to a rocky start with Justice Terrence O'Donnell.
Your argument is that the General Assembly has mandated that there be a local determination of situs, but the Department of Natural Resources has taken it upon itself to determine the location for the wells.
Well,
is that right?
The driller asked.
I'm trying to understand your argument. Is that your argument?
No, Your Honor. My argument is this, that if a driller wants to drill in a particular location, they have two things to do. Number one, they have to go to the ODNR and get approval from the ODNR for that site location, and it must be done in compliance with local zoning.
Houlihan acknowledged the law doesn't say that, but he said the Constitution does with home rule, and so do Supreme Court decisions. Justice O'Neill was another of those, not giving Houlihan a pass, even after the justice cited a case in which drilling was allowed in a neighborhood in his home base of Geauga County and then blew up the property. O'Neill kept going back to the wording, though, of the state law. Houlihan argued back.
I would disagree with your assessment that the oil and gas statute expressly preempts or says anything about preempting local zoning. It's silent on local zoning. It doesn't say it.
I'm using the two words in the English language, exclusive and location.
Right.
If the state is given exclusive control over the location of a building, a structure, or a well, isn't zoning gone?
For its part, Beck Energy rested much of its argument on the state's interest in uniform regulation of an industry that is increasingly critical to Ohio. Beck's argument was joined by a long list of business interests, including the oil and gas industry and the Chamber of Commerce. Monroe Falls has the backing of other cities and local businesses ranging from Zen Small Business Solution to Sticky Pete's Maple Syrup. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm M.L. Schultze.